Chapter 6. Mrs. Twit Goes Up. Mr. Twit and Mrs. Twit walked out of the house. In the garden, there were 100 balloons.
I've bought these balloons for you, Mr. Twit said. Now, stand here.
Mr. Twit tied Mrs. Twit's feet to the ground. Then he tied some of the balloons to Mrs. Twit's hands and arms and head. Now there were 50 balloons above Mrs. Twit. The balloons pulled Mrs. Twit up to the sky, but her feet stayed close to the ground.
Are you getting taller?
Mr. Twit asked her.
Yes, I am, Mrs. Twit answered.
Mr. Twit tied more balloons to Mrs. Twit until she could not move any more.
She can't go anywhere, thought Mr. Twit. I'm going to keep her here for 1 or 2 days. Then she will say sorry about the worm spaghetti.
Mr. Twit started walking away. But then Mrs. Twit said,
Did you tie my feet well? There are so many balloons. I don't want to fly away and never come back.
Mr. Twit smiled.
Now I have a better plan, he thought. I'll cut her strings. Then she'll go up and up and up to the sun.
Please can you tie more strings to my feet? I want to be safe, said Mrs. Twit.
Of course, said Mr. Twit.
He smiled. Then he cut the strings on Mrs. Twit's feet. The balloons pulled her up into the sky. She went higher and higher very quickly.
Help me!
Mrs. Twit shouted. Mr. Twit looked up at her.
Oh, what beautiful balloons, he thought. And what a great day for me, because I don't have to see Mrs. Twit again.
But Mrs. Twit was not stupid.
I'm going to bite some of these strings, she thought. Then I'll start going down again.
She bit through 20 strings and she watched the balloons fly away. Slowly, Mrs. Twit started going down and down. Then she could see Mr. Twit below her in the garden.
Here I am, you horrible man!
She shouted. Mr. Twit looked up and he saw Mrs. Twit above him. Her face was purple and she looked very angry.
You tried to kill me,
she shouted at him.
I'm going to do very, very, very bad things to you.
Mr. Twit tried to run away, but Mrs. Twit came down on top of him and she started hitting him with her walking stick.